Hello. Thank you for joining us for our poster presentation today. We are Group P4 and our capstone project focuses on the treatment of acid mine drainage in British Columbia through a sequential precipitation process. Acid mine drainage, or AMD, is generated mainly through the oxidation of sulfide minerals in mine waste. The resulting water is acidic and can dissolve additional heavy metals from surrounding waste rock and cause permanent damage to surrounding ecosystems. With over 10,000 abandoned mines across Canada, it is estimated that at least $2.8 billion is required for the reclamation of these sites. Our team's proposed treatment facility uses a multi-stage precipitation process that recovers reagents in the process, making the treatment system sustainable. The design plant has a capacity to treat 1 million liters of AMD per day. The potential location for our treatment plant is at the Gibraltar Copper Mine in South Central BC. We chose Gibraltar Mine due to its acidic tailings, existing infrastructure, and proximity to the Fraser River as a point of discharge. As you can see on the left side of our poster, the plant layout is split into 9 sections. Sections 5 to 8 highlight the 4 stages of our treatment process. In the first stage, magnesite is fed into a stirred tank reactor containing AMD. This raises the pH to about 10 and precipitates out dissolved metals like iron and zinc in the form of metal hydroxides. The second stage focuses on the removal of sulfates. The addition of hydrated lime to the magnesite-treated water in a stirred tank reactor raises the pH to about 12 and precipitates out gypsum and brucite at a 50% purity. In both stages 1 and 2, the treated AMD undergoes flocculation and clarification to separate the sludge from treated water. In the third stage, a soda ash and water slurry is added to the lime-treated water in a fluidized bed reactor. The reaction produces limestone with a 99% purity. Lastly, in stage 4, CO2 is bubbled through the treated water to neutralize the pH to about 7 before discharging the treated water to the Fraser River.
The upper right side of our poster summarizes the environmental assessment of our project. There is no significant source of air pollutants since our process does not involve combustion or use toxic volatile chemicals. The sludge produced from our process consists of 17% solids by volume. This volume of the sludge is about 20 to 30% of the sludge volume produced from a conventional single-stage lime neutralization process, significantly reducing the space required for disposal. As you can see under the liquid discharge section, our treated water complies with British Columbia's water quality guidelines and discharge standards. Lastly, speaking on the economic analysis section on the bottom right of the poster, our AMD treatment plant requires a total capital investment, or TCI, of about $20 million and an annual operating cost of about $13 million. The TCI is calculated using land factors and delivered equipment costs, with the delivered equipment costs accounting for 61% of the TCI value. The lifetime of the plant is estimated to be 30 years, with a relatively short construction period of 1 year. Limestone with a purity of about 99% is synthesized and can be reused or sold at a current market price of about $61 per metric ton to offset some of the operational costs. The gypsum recovered from the process is highly impure and cannot generate profit. The provincial and federal governments grant about 73% of the TCI of the process, with the mine taking into account the remaining charges. However, the plant requires increased funding and support from the government to continue operations. Despite our treatment process not being profitable, our team believes the project can be moved forward with further research into improved separation techniques for gypsum and iron hydroxides, as they are potential sources of revenue, and identifying additional sources of funding to offset the costs associated with the project. This process, with further research and optimization, has great potential to remediate the environmental impact of mining activities to protect our ecosystems. Thank you.